Good morning. Today is July the 7th, 2026, Tuesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open with me in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12, beginning in verse 30. We'd like to share just a few verses with you. Jesus speaks, "He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. Therefore I say to you, any sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven people, but blasphemy against the Spirit shall not be forgiven. Whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come." May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Beloved, as we read these precious verses this morning, we understand the words of Christ speaking about the unpardonable sin, the sin of unforgiveness, the sin you and I, beloved, may and could walk throughout our entire lives and never seek and never ask the Lord God to forgive us of the sins, the trespasses, and the transgressions we have posed against God. For Jesus speaks in these words that there are those type of sins, even the sin against Christ, that are forgiven. But it speaks of the sin against the Holy Spirit, against the Spirit that is not forgiven. Beloved, this day and time, as Christ has ascended after His death, His burial, and His resurrection unto the Father in heaven, He spoke unto us and lets us know that therefore comes forth a great Comforter. The Comforter He speaks of, beloved, is the Holy Spirit. Today the Holy Spirit dwells within you and I today as believers, and as well the Holy Spirit today leads and draws those unto Christ Jesus. You know, each day I speak sometimes to many that may share with me how they had felt the convicting power of the Lord God in a previous worship service, or they may have made a statement to me many times that how they're convicted in many ways of their life. You know, this convicting power that they speak of and the power that we speak of this day, beloved, is surely that of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit drawing men and women unto Him, unto the power of forgiveness, unto the grace and the mercies of a righteous and a living and a mighty God. You know, truly today, the only unforgivable sin that God has posed in His Word is truly the sin of unforgiveness. Those that desire not to seek after the will and the way of Christ Jesus, those that desire not to follow the Lord Jesus Christ and reject Christ as Christ speaks and the Holy Spirit speaks unto their hearts each and every day. Beloved, I've heard over the many years of my life that many times as we grow older, many times our hearts as well grow harder. And as the young people that I have shared the Word of Christ with that I have received the Lord, and as well each and every week as I share and teach and preach to the older people, it's many of the rest care homes, the hospice homes, and many of the hospital rooms that I go into, I do notice quite a variance there of how the young people are so receptive. The 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds, the preteens, and maybe even some of the teens that I speak to, I notice quickly that their hearts are open and their hearts are pliable, beloved, and their hearts are very soft, and they'll receive that word and they'll receive that truth without hesitation many times. But you know, as we grow older, we seem to become hardened by the things of this world, don't we? Sometimes, many times, I noticed in my own life, as the years grow old, we notice that we have things that we have kind of set our minds and our hearts on where they will not be wavered and they cannot be changed. You know, beloved, this truly is against the will and the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. For each and every day, we should allow God to work in our hearts, allow God to work and soften our hearts in a way that Christ can use us in any way that God desires our will to be His will and to be manifest in the things of life. You know, today I wonder as I read through these special verses that Christ gives us, speaks of unforgiveness and unpardonable sins. You know, there's so many sometimes that may make the statement to me after a message, you know, "I surely hope, Billy, that I have been forgiven. I surely hope that God has forgiven me." You know, the Word of God, beloved, teaches today, and I want to share this with you for assurance so you'll have peace and understanding within your heart. The Word of God tells us that if we confess our sins, that He, being God, is faithful and He is just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Beloved, if you have prayed and you have asked the Lord God to come into your heart. If you have asked the Lord Jesus this day or in the years past to come into your heart and forgive you of the sins and the trespasses that you know in your life are against and an abomination against God, I want to assure you today, according to the Word of God, you have been forgiven if you prayed it from a sincere and desiring heart. I would ask each of you today, if you will, to just draw close to the Lord as we go now, Lord, in prayer. Let us just seek the Lord Jesus to help us so that we may have that heart that is usable by God even on this Tuesday morning, so God can use us and guide us and lead us and help us to be the disciples that Christ has called us to be, so that we can share that gospel message of truth and forgiveness and understanding with those around us. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Lord God, we're so thankful, Lord, for these parables and for these teachings, Lord, that Jesus gives the disciples that we have record of, Father, we can truly hold in our hand out of this blessed book. God, we would ask you today to allow it to envelop, allow it, God, to just penetrate our sometimes hardened hearts, God. Lord God, just help us so that we may grow in you, Father, each and every day, Father, through your word, through your spirit, Father, and through your power and grace. Lord, we'd ask you to give us a clear and understanding insight, Father, into these special passages, Father, of Scripture. Father, allow us to have that insight, God, that we need so that we can grow. Lord God, help us to have that strength and that power and grace, God, that we truly need in our lives this day, Father. Lord, we would just ask you today to allow us to be that light and that witness, God, to a lost and a dying world. Father, allow us to help others, Father, that may stumble, some that may have fallen, God, in the path of life. Lord, allow us to be that encourager, God, each day. Lord, allow us to be that one that may pick up a telephone and may write a card or a letter or may speak a word of encouragement. Lord, just allow us to be the witness, God, that you have called us and you have deemed us to be, Father. Lord God, today we truly pray for our nation. Father, we're so thankful, Father, to live in such a blessed land. But God, we would ask you today just to allow us to pray for our leaders and for the Congress and for the Senate, Father, our President. Lord, allow us to pray for the ones that make the rules, the laws, and the regulations across this great land. Lord, may they seek your will and your way. Lord, just allow their hearts and their minds to be challenged, God, by your word each and every day as they prepare the laws that govern this precious land. Father, we would pray today for those that are sick and shut in. God, we know of many today, Father, that are in the hospital. God, many we know of as well that are walking on that very edge of life, God. We would ask you, Father, today that you would just intervene, if it be your will, Father. We'd ask you to touch and bless them. We'd ask you to encourage their family members, Lord. And may each of us, God, always be faithful, Father, to pray for those that we know in our families, those that are friends, God, those that we may have known for many years that have been a blessing to us. God, may you allow us now to be an encourager. Allow us now, Father, to be that blessing in someone else's life. Father, we'd pray today for all the listeners of this website ministry. God, we'd ask you to bless them. We'd ask you to keep your hands of grace and peace and truth and strength, God, firm and steadfast around their hearts. Just allow them and each of us, God, today to be firm and steadfast in a daily measure of prayer. Father, we would pray for the services tonight at the local assisted care home, God. Lord, you know the hearts of the people, Father. We surely come, Father, in one accord, in one purpose, and that's to bless and to praise the name of Jesus Christ. And God, we'd ask you to just prepare the way, God, before we ever arrive. Lord, may you give us the words to speak. And Lord, we would just ask you to prepare their hearts, God, to receive your word, and each day for us to be faithful as we share the gospel message of Jesus Christ. We love you today, Lord, and we truly thank you for loving us first. For today we come and we pray in that name that truly is lifted up high and above all names. For today we come and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.